Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, Maysoon, we have so much to talk about
and
this episode.
Also nothing to talk about. We've got everything and nothing all at the same time, people. Amazing. Well, it's that time of year again.
Oh, God.
We should do like a pledge drive. The whole episode should just be us talking about how great we are so people donate.
Oh, yeah. And have like clips from old episodes.
Yeah. Well, no, God, we've done that so much. Aren't we out of clips at this point?
Yeah, we've reclipped every
clip. We've reclipped everything. We need like some good cheesy NPR music in the background. That'd be funny.
Maysoon, we got some listener feedback.
Oh, great.
They want us to stop talking over each other.
Well, no, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They love it. Wait, did you really? Did you really get feedback?
Yeah.
Who?
It was an anonymous tip.
Was it Katie?
No, Katie doesn't listen to the show, nor give a shit.
Were they like, listen, we love you guys, but when you talk over each other, I can't hear what's going on?
Mm-hmm. It's an accessibility issue.
It's part of our charm to talk over each other.
Let's go with that. I got some news across.
That would also require, sorry, I'm talking over you. That would also require us to be more organized to
I think
really
maybe
do that in control.
There I went and did it. I was going to say, I think maybe just I can be more organized and I will stop when...
Oh, you just want to do a one-person organization. So I can just go rogue whenever I want and you'll just stop? That's not fair.
Well, I do think that it's a way that would be possible.
Oh my God. Kate and I had to walk through the garage of piss to get here today.
We are once again in beautiful Et Al Gallery in downtown Mission District.
Downtown Mission.
Mm-hmm. Of San Francisco. And had a little bit of door technology breakdown.
Yeah, the technology on the door is really complicated. And so we had to walk all the way through the other side of the building, which is basically connected to the alley, which basically is a urinal. And so we ran through with our shirts over our faces quickly and surely and made it to the recording studio here.
Yeah.
Shout out to Culpa Press. We love you.
Yeah. A shout out to the whole family here at all building, landscaping, and real estate.
That's going to be the next thing, at all realty.
Uh-huh. Okay, what do we got here, Maysoon? Oh, we got some news came across the transom. I think this is a little bit of old news, but the Albany bulb is radioactive.
Oh, my God. Oh, what is that?
So are you familiar with the Albany bulb?
It's the Albany bulb. Isn't it kind of like an outdoor? It's not really a garden.
It's kind of...
It's a garden, right? But you don't buy... It's not like a place where you go and buy garden materials.
Not at all.
Right, okay.
It's just kind of a makeshift sculpture garden.
Yes.
That's on the beach.
Yes, friend of the show, Manush Morodinia, I think goes there a lot for little walks.
Yeah, a lot of East Bay people chill there, bring their dogs there.
I've never been there. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
So it's radioactive, which means people should probably stop going there and certainly stop bringing your dogs, because dogs are digging shit up left and right, and that's dangerous for them.
Yeah, it's the article I read, which I'll link in
Babies
the underworld.
Babies too.
If I remember to. It said that like it sounds like it's not that harmful to human beings, but...
Do we actually trust government to tell us when things are truly harmful?
Isn't
no.
that what they
Didn't
always say?
Didn't we learn
say?
That lesson? Yes.
They're over there building condominiums on radioactive waste dumps on Treasure Island and shit, where you got the full sign with the fucking skull and the fucking the lightning.
Like, the yellow and black
triangle
like,
thing.
Bright. Caution, danger, yeah, danger.
Death. Imminent.
Imminent death. Hurry, be careful.
So, yeah, it's sounding like that it's gamma rays, which is what...
Is that from outer space?
No, they're saying that it's common to landfills that have a lot of construction waste.
Materials.
Because
oh.
some materials just naturally produce them, like granite, apparently.
Wow. But that's a natural material.
I know, but it's like the mountain has got lasers in it.
I have a problem where I think only man-made things are dangerous, but then there's actual just natural danger.
You must
Is that what we're talking about?
You must never forget natural dangers. I'm not going there. And
until we demand more information.
Clean
and we
it up.
Want a public safety announcement for everyone who's been going there to be posted bright, to be posted large at the entrance.
Yeah.
And I want everyone just to stop going. We have
Holy
to
shit.
Make demands. Kate.
Okay.
That's what Congratulations and Pine Tree does. We make demands.
Ooh, are we in our demand era now?
I think so.
I'm all for it. I'm ready to demand.
2025 more. 2025. What in the world is that? Isn't that crazy sounding? Is going to be our era of making demands.
Okay, I want to demand that
every gallery join PACB.
Oh yeah, we can definitely demand that shit. Can you guys get on PACB?
Y'all, it's been way too long. There's an active genocide going on. Like, you should not. We were talking over each other. Now we're going to be obsessed with figuring out if we're doing it. Okay, so I'm going to pause now. Kate, please continue.
I was just going to say I'm going to get back on me to get back on them.
Okay, good.
That's
okay,
it.
Good. Kate was expressing her dismay and disappointment in some of the people she's talked to who refused to join or just didn't care enough.
Or folks that said, like, what about stuff going on here? And it's like, literally, it takes 8 seconds to adopt PACB and, like, put a statement together. Mm-hmm. It takes 2 seconds. Then you go ahead and address every other issue you want to address.
Like, I want to be like, are you actually addressing things that are going on here? Because they're probably not. They're just making excuses. Yeah?
Yes. I mean, that's what I...
Because if you're actually doing things here, you probably would sign on the PACB because you understand how important it is.
Fuck yeah.
For everything, yep. You know? I have a fun thing we can talk about.
Oh, okay.
Remember the tsunami we survived a couple days ago?
Let's get on that. I just want to say, I'll put a link in the underworld about for more information on PACB. PACB is the Palestinian Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel. We never said what it was.
That's good. And always free Palestine. Every day.
Free Palestine.
All the time.
Yep.
Like, and on that somber note, Kate, a couple days ago, or maybe yesterday, no, 2 days ago, the whole Bay Area, probably most of Northern California got an alert about us.
And Southern.
About a tsunami coming our way.
Yes, I was like, I
kind of want one of those shirts. I survived the tsunami of 2024. I know that's maybe humorous. Sorry, I meant for it to be, but wait, maybe it's not something to joke about.
Tsunamis are no laughing matter.
But this one was.
Well, I was at RTS at the time, and you know it's by Lake Merritt, and so I was like, oh my God, is the bay going to flood, pump water into Lake Merritt,
and then
tsunami, it's going to tsunami. Oh, we did it. Tsunami's going to blast me from Lake Merritt.
It's really possible.
Well, how was your action plan?
So I was panicked in the morning. Jimbo was acting Jimbo's acting very casual, and I was like, motherfucker, but he's also a Californian. Like, this boy has grown up with earthquakes. Like, he was...
I'm so sorry. Can we pause for a sec? I have to blow my nose.
Oh, my God.
A week and a half later. Mason, here's the deal. We recorded, like, a whole episode before, but then it turns out we only recorded a chunk of it.
We kind of, like, shortchanged ourselves.
Yeah, we're jumping. I think I paused for some reason. I don't know what happened.
But you paused?
Point is, well, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Anyhow, point is, we're jumping into the future now, and it's later on, and we have a whole nother weather situation, because we were about to, I think we were talking about the tsunami. In the last chunk, and now we had a fucking tornado.
We were like, what in the world is going on?
But seriously. Is this the first time it's happened? Because they weren't saying, like, first ever tornado.
It was definitely the first time. It was the first time.
That is fucking wild.
It's bonkers.
We're both from the Midwest. We had tornadoes where I was from all the time.
Yeah. Do you remember the tornado drills?
We had them all the time. A tornado took off the roof of my high school's gym.
Jesus. Really?
It was like Tornado City where I was living. Yeah, because it was just like flat prairie.
Can you give listeners a little reminder of what to do in case of a tornado here in the Bay Area?
I mean, best thing to do is get in a basement, but you sad bastards don't have basements a lot of the time.
We don't have basements out here, earthquake style.
You got to get down in a ditch or a hole.
Well, didn't you just get under your desk in school, or did you have to, what did you do with the tornado drill at
school?
No,
when we had it, we all went to like a central location in the school.
Oh.
We would like move to a spot or like out in the hallway, and then you would sit and cover your head with your hands. You would like sit towards the wall
right.
and cover your head and neck with your hands.
Yeah. I remember it was a whole thing because Filippo, under our desk.
Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Hang on.
Oh, here we go again.
I remember it was a whole thing because Filippo DiPillo's sister was by me one time and she was all like, "Ugh, you're gonna get away from me." Oh. Just trying to be saved from the tornado.
Yeah.
The fake tornado.
How dare you?
Okay, anyhow, what were you saying?
I was just gonna say while I was interrupting you that I feel like I remember in our tornado drills in Chicago, also the Midwest, that we just went under our desks and covered our heads.
That's pretty good.
That's what we did.
But the truth is, if you're not down in a bunker or something, you're fucked.
You're doing the best you can, but it's basically like, good luck out there in the world.
Just watch the very informational scientific film Twister. Mari Robles. Who was the director of The Headlands, has now moved over to YBCA.
Yep. That's interesting.
She's going to be directing that.
Yeah.
Speak on it.
I just think it's interesting because I know The Headlands recently had to lay off like half of their staff, which is, seems like a pretty big deal. And so I'm always just sort of like, how do people go from one place to the next? Like, are people not paying any attention? I mean, maybe, I don't know. I just don't understand it. Anybody got any insight?
If anybody has any insight on that, give us a call. 419-351-6606. Send us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. You can also call or text that number.
You got any thoughts on that, Kate?
Thoughts on are people paying attention?
Well, you know, I guess YBCA is already kind of a mess, so that'll be curious to see. Hopefully they can be less of a mess.
It just feels like everywhere is shrinking, right? Like everywhere seems to be in a kind of financial mess. And I feel like the official company line is that it's because of the pandemic, like the lasting effects of the pandemic. So I don't know. Maybe that's true.
Maybe.
What do you think?
I don't know. I was talking to someone at another arts institution earlier this week, and they were saying like their space recently went through a big remodel, and they're part of a larger institution, and that funders are like afraid to fund, you know, smaller organizations within larger institutions, smaller programs, I guess you should say, because they feel uncertain that the larger institution's even going to make it. And I was like, oh my God, that's insane. I don't know. I think people are being...
Are you talking about the... Yep, go ahead.
I think people... It just sounds like funders in general, both grant funding and individual donors, are being very conservative right now. Or very careful, cautious, unsure about the future. Those kinds of things, maybe. I don't know.
Mason, did you see any art?
I went and saw the show at the Wattis.
Oh, sure enough. What was it?
Last week, it was their grand opening show of their new space. Have you been yet to the new space?
Haven't been yet. Nobody will give me a ride.
Oh, just take the bus. It's so close. You could walk easily. Not easily.
Oh, where the fuck is it?
It's at CCA, bro.
Oh, okay. I can just go down 16th
Street. Yeah, just hop down 16th Street. It's not that far from their original space. It's basically right there. My biggest comment about that, and this I can say, and I've gotten it approved from the people there.
Okay, what do you got?
So it's in the building that it's in. First of all, the whole situation is crazy over there. I don't know what CCA is doing. There's all these new buildings, a whole new complex. It's given me, I'm a little bit scared. Not scared, but like, I just feel like right now is not the time to be spending millions of dollars on a new building, but maybe it's been in the works for like two decades and that's what I just don't know about it.
Sure enough.
It's given me like, I mean, the hope, I don't even want to say it because I don't want to curse him. I'm not even going to say it. Anyhow.
Oh my goodness.
So they're in a new, I wrote up, I had no idea which building to go to because I was like, okay, I should just be able to see it from the street. I just assumed I would see like Wattis and Stupid Contemporary Art right there on the street and I would just follow, just pop on in. And I was like, locked my bike, saw someone standing on the street. I said, hey, do you know where Wattis is? And they were like, no, I'm just here waiting for a friend. I was like, okay. So then I start walking down the street. I have to pull up the Google map, figure out. I'm like in and out of corners of buildings looking for addresses because addresses are kind of hard to find.
Oh my God.
In these new buildings. And finally, I find a building almost all the way down the street. What street is it? I don't know. It's online. And I see a little like window on the side of the building. Okay, I'm going to go up to them and ask them, hey, where's the Wattis? So I will go up and ask them, where's Wattis? And they're like, oh, you have to sign in. So I'm like, okay, I guess it's in this building. There's like a fucking full-on security protocol to go to the Wattis. And I'm like, this blows the assholes out there. I was like, this is horrible. I was so fucking annoyed. Of course, I knew it wasn't the security guard's fault, so I kept apologizing, but I was clearly so annoyed and kept saying, this is ridiculous. And so I was like, I'm sorry. Oh my God. I know it's not your fault. But they have a fucking iPad, of course. They're like, you have to sign in your name, sign in your email, sign in your reason for your visit, and then they want you to
fucking... You have to give your fucking email?
Then you have to fucking take a picture, too. I was like, this is like fucking TSA annoying Big Brother bullshit. I was so pissed off. I was beyond pissed off. And I was like, well, I'm here. I should at least go once to the Wattis while it is in this building. You know, it was like, I might not ever go again. I'm really not sure because it was so annoying. And then
that's wild.
My picture was like of just my, like the side of my hairdo. I was like, fuck this. You're not scanning my eyeballs. Every other fucking camera out there is doing it. I can't stand it, you know? So holy finally, shit, and man. Then of course I did it one round and it didn't go through. So I had to do it again. And of course it's not like a one, there's like multiple, you have to say, submit, and then there's another question, there's like literally three, like you have to keep clicking kind of a thing, and I'm like, this is fucking awful. And then of course then a visitor pass prints out and you have to put a little sticker on your shirt or jacket or whatever. And then the signage is also kind of fucked up. You're literally walking through like the ceramic studios, like you're walking through the classrooms, like the CCA. And I was like, oh, that's why there's a security protocol, because you're walking amongst all the students, basically, you know. You're not just walking directly into the Wattis. So the Wattis doesn't have their own entrance, which even before the last space, their space that was in the CCA before in the school, it was just inside the doorway. So you just walked in and you turned to the left and you were in Wattis. You didn't even have to do the visitor like sticker thing, you know? So
this sounds outrageous.
So you're walking through the hallway. You're kind of like, I don't really know where I'm going. The signage isn't great. And then finally, after you just keep walking and turning corners and looking down like empty hallways, you're like, okay, I guess I'll just keep going this way. And then there's elevators and you see the Wattis like signature kind of font and like design, like text design style. And it's like Wattis second floor. So then you take an elevator up to the second floor.
It's on the second floor.
Yeah. So it's on the second floor. And then you turn and you're like, okay, you go into Wattis. And I love Wattis. I love the curation. I love everything about them. But this new space is really, I feel like, I don't want to say this out loud. I feel bad for saying that's a bummer for them, because I'm sure they're not super happy about it themselves. I don't want them to feel even worse about it. You know what I mean?
They're probably trying to keep it optimistic.
Yeah. I don't know. All I can say about the space, all I can say is the space is much smaller than their other space, which isn't surprising because their other space was fucking huge and amazing. The ceilings are much lower, so it feels even smaller. There's HVAC piping and stuff on the ceiling. So for a low ceiling with additional stuff like that, it feels even shorter. And then for some reason, there's a lot of like that old, remember the when plywood, like nice plywood was kind of a cool look for design, interior design?
Sure.
Like surfaces, instead of being like metal or marble or something, they were plywood and it was like a cool, like, you know, work kind of workspace look vibe that people were going for.
Okay.
It was probably like 10 to 15 years ago, honestly. Okay. So for some reason, their ceiling is plywood. And then there's these pillars or columns in the space that are also covered in plywood. And I just feel like they should paint those white, because they need more neutral space, because there's too much, you know, in a smaller space, I think there's too much going on. But this is their first show. I'm sure they're going to be doing some things to improve. But just the security protocol alone was so annoying. So I was like, I fucking hate this.
Is that really the only way to get into it?
Well, so then I guess there was work outside. So like on the other, like if you walk around the building, there was like Stephanie Sihuko had work outside, Saif Azuz had work outside. Chris Duncan, he had work inside, but there you could see the back of the work outside because I guess it was installed in front of a window. And there was another work outside by an artist. I can't remember their name. So you had to kind of walk around, and that was a little bit unclear. I would have missed those pieces, but then I saw someone walking in the back, so I followed them. And then as I was walking back, I walked past a window, and then one of Wattis's staff, Jean, came out and said, we were chatting. And then Daisy came out, who's our new director, and we were all chatting. And I was like, so what's the deal with that? So as I was saying, I was out there chatting with Jean and Daisy, and they were also really pissed about the protocol. And I was like, guys, is there not like a private, like a secondary entrance into the Wattis that we can take advantage of? And they were saying that there is. There's an entrance from the other, like the other street that ultimately I think you could get to Wattis directly, and maybe not even have access to like the other parts of the building. But because they want security, they're obsessed with security, so they want everyone coming through the security entrance and going through that whole fucking bullshit rigmarole, you know. And I was like, and I guess the person who was kind of like on their side in the administration about accessing using the other access point left, so they're like, their champion is no longer there, so they've got to like work their magic on some new person who probably doesn't give a fuck, you know. So cross fingers, my suggestion was just like, okay, well, let's like, you know, wait 6 to 8 months, everything's fine, no one gets killed,
oh my god,
and then you can broach the like other entrance topic again.
Well, that's gonna take freaking forever.
It might. So
for the listeners that are gonna go to the Wattis, go see the show, but just know that there's gonna be like a massive security checkpoint, like a fucking DMZ that you have to fucking get through. Yeah. everything's getting fortified. Okay, I'm trying not to go into a very pessimistic negative mode.
Don't yell at the security guard. It's not their fault. It's just their job.
Never.
I'm just saying, because, you know, some people get so worked up that they take it out on the people.
I hate that. There,
and that's not appropriate.
No, that's never appropriate.
That's why I was like freaking out, but kept apologizing. I was like, I'm sorry. I know it's not your fault. I just hate this.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so go check out Wattis. Tell us what you think.
What if we just had fake CCA student IDs?
We got to get a hold of a real one first, though.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bleep that.
Plus, I think the real one actually badges you in. It's like it's not just an ID. You don't just flash it and they hit a button. Like, it actually lets you into the building.
Oh, you like swipe it on something?
Yeah, so it wouldn't, that wouldn't really work unless we truly stole an ID.
My lord.
And shared it with everyone, which would be amazing.
Well, that's wild.
All right, you're going to Wattis? We've got the ID. Come by et al. And pick it up.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and bleep every part of that.
You're like getting right through.
Okay, here's a cultural item that I would like to put forth. I went on the motherfucking like factory tour of Dandelion Chocolates.
Oh, okay.
It was wild. I didn't know jack shit about chocolate before that tour. And then after the tour, I still didn't know anything. But I had to have Katie kind of rehash it for me because I was having a trouble paying attention. But I went with a baby, a newborn baby, and a four-year-old.
What did the baby think of the tour?
The baby was really kind of up and down on the tour. There were moments where the baby was doing pretty good and not so good.
Lots of moments where they were not. Which baby was it? Anyone I know?
No, it's one of Katie's friends from high school who she officiated the wedding of, and now they have two kids.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
But my point is here, so food is part of culture, so this fits into arts and culture. And the deal with...
And candy is part of food.
And candy is part of food.
Just in case people were wondering.
Exactly. This is completely correct. And I got to tell you, there's weird stuff. You know the motherfucking cacao, whatever, the cocoa beans come in this big giant pod thing that's the size of a Nerf football. And there's like one seed, or the cocoa bean is like the seed of this fruit.
That's correct.
You know about this?
Yeah, bro, I've watched these documentaries before. Are you kidding me?
And that they have the weird pulp also that's inside the fruit. And you
it's like a white pulpy inside.
And they had some, and I drank it.
You drank it? You drank the pulp? Yeah. What did you drink?
The pulp.
Oh, there's like, it's liquid? I didn't realize the pulp was liquid.
It's like a white goo, and they have it like a smoothie kind of, and it's cold, and it's really good.
It was quite tasty, huh? You're going to go back for more?
Yeah, you can go there and buy it. You can go and have a little drink of it over there at the Dandelion Chocolate Factory.
Cute.
They also showed all the machinery and stuff, and so what happened was they fucking ground the chocolate, it turns into a slurry, and then you're like, damn, this is like a liquid, but it's not a liquid!
It's not a liquid.
It's magic.
Well, so okay, how, do, now, they, do they warm it up?
Get
do
back
they put
to
the do they warm it up, and that's how it becomes more of a more liquid like?
Yeah, that's part of it. Okay. That's part of it. You gotta, yep, you gotta be warming it up.
Warming it up.
Okay, well, that's what I learned about chocolate.
That was fascinating. I appreciate the update.
Not really. Yeah, thank you.
Well, yeah, it was interesting.
I would recommend going on that tour. It's cute. They give you some chocolate and a thingy for a free hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go sit there. Have you been in there?
Dandelion. Yeah, I have gone in there just to purchase a chocolate bar. The Columbia chocolate bar.
But I'm not talking,
so
not the one on Valencia, the manufacturer over near the ASPCA.
The SPCA? No, I haven't been there. But I know where you're talking
and
about.
And the SPCA. That's where they have the, like, actually big, like, manufacturing stuff.
Oh, okay.
And they have a little, like, cafe there that looks like fucking the Great Gatsby and shit. It's, like, gold and shit. Yeah,
is
and
this,
there's
like, your
free
new
sparkling
spot?
Water. I'll probably never go back there again.
I was just going to ask if we should try to record there.
But we could totally record there. It was a very cute place to hang out.
Aww.
Yeah. So I give the whole thing, I give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. That's pretty good. Pretty darn good there, Kate.
And I have to say about the ones on Valencia, the Dandelion Chocolate on Valencia Street has the best bathroom in the Mission, in my opinion.
That's really important to be able to identify where your bathrooms are when you're walking around.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like,
and you can really just
one.
Shoot back there. Nobody cares if you didn't buy anything because it's usually pretty busy.
They don't care?
And so they... No, they don't give a shit. They're all anarchists, these young children working at the chocolate place.
I sure hope so. We're going to need them.
I came in with my, I had my Free Palestine button on, and the cashier was like, I love your button.
Aw, love that. So cute.
And I was like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So anyhow.
What else was going on? There was something. Oh, yeah. Hold on. I have my phone in my pocket. I discovered this new... There's a TikTok account called Cool Places to Stand.
Oh, yeah.
It's just some guy's, like, weird fucking art project. I don't know. He seems like he's, like, on the East Coast in some city. But he basically finds, like, a random spot. Like, this one is, like, he's walking down the street. Oh, look, there's two fences meeting and a larger pole in the middle connecting them. And he just is like, I'm going to stand next to this pole here. He just finds these, and usually his outfit somehow matches where he's standing. So it's really nerdy. It's so artsy for TikTok. I can't even imagine how it got. I mean, so like performance art, weirdo art school vibe. And then he says, today we have a music video stander with our special guest. Anyhow, Cool Places to Stand, highly recommended. Not trying to sell you anything, just standing in interesting spots in the city. The guy's little like tagline is, I find, stand, then share cool places. It's so dumb. I love it so much. Oh, it's cute.
Oh, keep it going, people. Well, Maysoon, we're going to say Free Palestine from the bridge.
Oh, to the other bridge and every bridge in the world.
And the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.
Was I recording?